Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Joanne kept mistaking chemistry for connection. The problem with that was it kept her in unsatisfying relationships. It kept drawing her to the wrong guys. It kept her sticking around, giving them second and third and fifth and 15th chances when really she needed to leave or work on their emotional intimacy and connection. So what's the difference? How can you tell the difference? How do you know if you're mistaking chemistry for connection? Well, one way is that you'll notice that there are very high highs and very low lows. You are living at extremes. When you're getting attention, you feel euphoric and elated like Joanne did. This is what you've waited your whole life to feel. But you have really big lows. You're restless when you're not getting that attention. You feel the craving, lack, and emptiness. And even though you may not admit it to yourself, because you may deal with it by either distracting yourself, feeling sad, feeling mad at him, you are ceaselessly thinking about it, trying to figure it out. If you experience both of those, there's a really good chance that you are mistaking chemistry for a connection. Also, if you're spending more of your time in romantic gestures and getaways and things that get you out of your real life, Joanne preferred the weekend getaway to sitting and talking about what they were going to do to move closer financially to moving in together. The fact that those were uncomfortable, boring even conversations, the mundane every day, was a good sign that they were enjoying the grand gestures and their sexual chemistry too, and romantic chemistry more than everyday life. Also, just check in for a moment on what kind of language do you and this person use when talking about the relationship. If it's extreme language, talking about forever, we'll never let you down, right? I'll give you the moon and the stars. I love you more than life itself. Exaggerated, high-flown, poetic language used when applied to how you feel about each other and the relationship is another potential indicator that you are more in chemistry than you are in reality-based connection. You know, the other thing that could come up for you that you really notice is that you're compensating for something that's lacking from a past relationship or lacking in your own current life. If you're lacking excitement, then you may look for that passion through the other person. You may just get intoxicated, basically, by the chemistry. This is what was really happening deep down and emotionally for Joanne. She'd lost her feeling of aliveness. And one of the ways she felt most alive again was through this fiery chemistry that she felt in the presence of the guys that she would start dating or her ex that she had stayed with far too long. The roller coaster, at least, made her feel alive. But that sort of chemistry, that sort of fiery ups and really dark downs, those are not the same as a deep, real connection with a person. When you have a real connection, not only can you share about real, vulnerable things without ruining the connection or the sexy weekend, without prioritizing that you want to not ruin a romantic evening, but you can share the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on in your day. You can share things that are uncomfortable and difficult feelings and conversations with the person. And not just because it's going to end up in more high-flown drama, but because you can be supportive and understanding of each other while dealing with real-world, real-time issues. The real issue is that you want to feel healthy ways to connect deeply with yourself and your partner, to feel excited and alive and have variety in your own life, in your own activities, like my married client who needed to get re-involved in intellectually stimulating pursuits. She just had a very simple home life that she had created by giving up a lot of things for her kids, but she was a powerful woman who liked to be challenged intellectually. And so for her to find that aliveness and passion for her own life, she had to start challenging herself in her intellectual pursuits and taking on some positions in the community. When she did that, and when she started to go back to her intellectual circles that she used to stimulate herself in, suddenly she felt more awake, alive, and invigorated again. And that actually translated into being able to show up more fully as a person in her sex life with her partner. Not just in the surface level chemistry, not just the if they went out and had a bottle of wine, they would come home and have a rough and tumble, fun, romantic night. But the daily affection and connection, being able to look into each other's eyes and talk about what had happened that day, not just the romantic things, but the everyday things, and just feel each other's presence in a more steady, stable way. But it began with her needing to get her need for feeling stimulated and alive, to get her mojo back in herself and her life. And that helped reinvigorate their partnership. For Joanne, it was the same thing. It was, how do I engage in things that I feel lit up by, energized by, so I'm not seeking that feeling purely from how a partner looks at me. She also had to make peace with the fact that growing up, she had not felt hot and attractive and desired in her teen years. And so her working on feeling more desirable meant she didn't need a guy who wanted to consume her like she was, you know, some delicious piece of food. She didn't need that level of desire as extremely as she'd been needing it. That's why she was so starved for chemistry. Once she started to work on meeting those needs herself, she still enjoyed chemistry, but at a healthier level. And she enjoyed mixing it with that real world connection. So, if you want to practice connection in a healthy way, first find the things that give you a sense of passion, aliveness, and excitement, and do them for yourself today. And then when you're around your partner or potential partner, practice talking about things that are not exaggerated and extreme and romantic and overly sexual, but practice talking about things that are also mundane and feel like they are our daily reality of the things that we do at work, the things that we do in taking care of our home, our house, our body. Practice every part of the real you, because you as you are more than good enough without having to be on the roller coaster. Much love. And if this was helpful to you, please consider subscribing, leaving a rating and review so others will watch it, listen, and benefit from it. Well, not watch, but listen. And also, share it with friends, family, or others who you think would benefit. And by the way, as I just demonstrated, this is all about self-acceptance. Much love.